The Louisiana coast nurtures one of the world's great fisheries. It supports immense shipping and chemical industries, and it's the linchpin for our region's cultural identity. These are diverse and sometimes conflicting roles, but they share one thing. All of them are endangered as the coast itself continues to slip away. Tying these interests together to reverse that tide of land loss is vital, it's complicated, and it's the mission of the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana.
The goal of our organization is to be a true coalition of those interests, that to recognize a solution for our coast has to incorporate those very diverse interests. And only by bringing those diverse interests under the umbrella of one voice can we achieve a sustainable coast that's beneficial for everyone.
That's Stephen Perrinen, Executive Director of the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. His organization works to move the issue beyond local turf wars, stumping for federal funding and for policy that can make a difference not just in one particular part of the coast or for one concern, but for the entire coastal system.
One of the things people may not understand about why we've lost so much of our coast is that it's a very interrelated system, in that what you do in one area of our coast affects another area. Consequently, we have to think of our coast as an entire system, knowing that if we take action to protect or restore one area, it may have impacts to another area. And our goal is to be a voice for the affected communities of coastal Louisiana, from the Texas border to the Mississippi border. So we're unusual in that we operate across the entire coast and without any direct support from federal, state, or local governments.
Instead, the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana is funded by grants and by private contributions from people, businesses, and other organizations interested in forging a sustainable coast here. That gives the coalition a certain freedom to speak plainly about issues that are often contentious, emotionally charged, and politically loaded.
One of the roles of our organization is to be a messenger of the very difficult news that we can't continue to live in the same places we've lived with the same expectations. There are areas of our coast that we will not be able to build levees in, and there are communities that will have to rely on the traditional protection of our coastal wetlands, as well as the way our ancestors used to construct and live in their communities in order to be sustainable into the future. So the first thing we need to recognize is it's time for us to shift our attitudes and approaches toward living in such a dynamic environment.
That's the big picture approach, which matches the scale of the challenge Louisiana faces. After all, Louisiana has already lost some 1,900 square miles of coastal wetlands, an area the size of Delaware.
So with a crisis of that scale, we're not going to solve this problem through small-scale projects or volunteer efforts. It's got to be a coordinated effort from federal entities, state entities, and organizations like ours that push for the right funding, the right science, and the right timelines to get a sustainable coastal restoration program in place.
Learn more about the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.